But James, you're probably disappointed. Sticky conditions and an intercept try early in the game kind of put you on the back foot for a while, didn't it?
Yeah, we were asleep at the start of the game. We went 10-0 down from the start of the game, and like, they didn't score after that. Like, we got 6 points after that, but we just couldn't finish it out in the end. Like, we'll hope to come back. Like, a tie has to play them, and we have to play a tie. So if the tie do us a favour, we're still in the running. But look, we'll pick ourselves up. We've a week off, and we'll come back against the tie in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, so we're still in the mix.
Yeah, we're still in the mix. Like, and look, if we can play for 80 minutes instead of 65 minutes, like, we've a good chance against any team.
You're a young team, aren't you?
Yeah, a lot of lads came up there 2 years ago.
Dave Crowder was saying he's the oldest.
Well, Dave's not quite the oldest now. We've a few in the 30 crew, James Ryan and Gordon Doyle, I think, are the oldest. But the majority of the team is kind of under 23, like, so it's good for the future, like, but we'll stay building and stay working with the older lads, and hopefully we'll work well as a team.
Because if you're an 18-year-old young, roached out half feet.
Yeah, but she's Barry.
Barry's
brilliant now. Barry was meant to come up last year. We actually hurt his knee, so he missed the whole season. So he came up this year, and she's been a revelation for us. Like, he gets the ball moving a lot. Like, he's very good. Like, so if we can build a team around him going forward, like, it'll be a good future. Like,
and you just couldn't get the breakthrough today. Sticky condition when you did get a breakthrough was kind of.
Yeah, should I say, they nearly set a record for the amount of scrums and lineouts in that game.
It was a stop start.
Yeah, so it wasn't the greatest game to watch for
probably
neutral,
the conditions, like. I suppose.
Well, as in both sides, like, it was just a lot of handling errors. Like, it was very calm conditions, but the ball was just a ball of muck. Like, so anytime either team tried to go wide, it just seemed to break down, and then there was a scrum and maybe a lineout, and then that might break down. So, it was always going to be within a score, and to prove we were just on the wrong side of it then.
You have 3 games left now, haven't you?
3 games left, yeah. We have a week off with 2 games, and I think a week off, and then Midlands.
Two away games, haven't you? One Burr at home, then last game, is it?
We've a tie away, Burr at home, and then Midland Warriors away. Like, so if we get 3 wins and 3 bonus points, it'll hopefully keep us in the mix. Like, but we have to see. Now things have to go our way. Like, so.
Absolutely, but the important thing is you got to lose in bonus points. So when you are going to lose a game, make sure you get losing bonus points.
Yeah, it's a bit of a anti-climax, so we have to take it, and we get, like, you know, we'll take 1 point out of the game, like, and sure, look, as I said, if you took away the first 15 minutes, we would have won the game 6-0, but sure, it's an 80-minute game, like.
Well, tough luck today, James. The best luck now in the last 3 games.
Thanks a million, Liam.
Hope it goes well.
Thank you.
Thanks, James. Thank you.
Thanks, Liam.